Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know how I feel about Carson Wentz. I've got the utmost respect for him, and I feel like that we can together get these things corrected and get back on track. And that's my mindset going into the offseason. And, you know, all this other stuff, I believe, is just sort of what's out there. I haven't really seen any of that stuff. So I still have total faith, total trust in Carson Wentz and myself together to get the job done.
Well, that's now former Eagles head coach Doug Peterson, who probably doesn't have much confidence that he can get things going with Carson Wentz because he's not employed by the Eagles anymore. It's Sean and RJ here at 105.3 The Fan. Will Chambers in for Sean. In a few minutes, we got a story you got to hear about a bodybuilder from Kazakhstan?
I believe it's called Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan. He married someone without a pulse. But before we get to that in a little while, we have our friends up in Philadelphia. Number one, number two, or number three angriest city in the country?
Number one.
It's number one.
I think number one. Okay.
Number one without question. And by the way, I thought you were a major market radio personality. We are not friends with them. You should know that. We are not friends with WIP.
That was a little tongue in cheek.
Yeah. Have your information correct.
We had once I saw right after the Phillies had won a World Series, one of my favorite video clips ever, just to show you what they're like up there. Well, I mean, we all pretty much know it by now, but they're having that big, you know, celebration. Somebody is climbing a light pole.
Yeah.
Downtown.
They had to Crisco it.
The reason why is because probably of this video. Some guy gets up there and starts moving across, like, over, you know, the street, and you see a bottle. I mean, you could tell it's like a Grey Goose bottle because of the size and the color, and it gets him right in the kisser and drops him. I mean, it was a perfect toss. I'm like, that is Philadelphia.
Yeah, totally Philadelphia. So we're talking about WIP and Angelo Cadone. I would describe Angelo to you, Will, because I know you're a new guy here to the morning show, but I'll let RJ describe him because RJ is Italian, and it would be offensive for me to say it. So how would you describe D'Angelo?
He's a giant meatball.
There you go.
That's what he is.
My dead grandmother is rolling over her grave right now. My dead grandmother.
Exactly. And Angelo was upset, and everyone's upset this morning about Doug Peterson being fired. Obviously, they're not upset with Doug. It's more with, you know, Howie Roseman and the owner, Jeffrey Lurie. But
he's got a statue.
I mean, he does. How do you fire someone who just got bronzed? Well, Angelo's not happy.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, a radio.com sports station.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It is a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and yes, Philadelphia sports scene is in crisis. Yesterday, despite winning a Super Bowl 3 years ago, Doug Peterson was required to fly 1,000 miles to Florida to then get fired. I didn't realize how angry I would be until it actually happened. What you heard yesterday, the people that were listening, I have never gotten this many responses in the moment than I got yesterday during that news conference. Al, there wasn't one comment out of 75 that was, wow, I got to tell you, this Lurie's impressing me.
No.
This guy's really got a way to tell the story so you get behind him, you feel good about it.
No.
It was awful. Al, is it the virtual thing? They sound dumber when they talk on the virtual thing?
No, they...
Is Zoom, does Zoom make you dumber?
Well, okay. Well, here's my first observation. Number one, Angelo is the only person that can put a W in the word Florida.
Florida. Florida. Yeah. You got to add it. Oh, it's a Florida. Yeah.
Florida.
Regis did that, too.
And number two, as I started with the segment, we are not friends with this guy, but...
They sound dumber when they talk on the virtual thing?
No, they...
Does Zoom make you dumber?
I kind of agree with him there. People tend to be dumber on Zoom to Zoom these days.
That's all we heard in 2020 was people doing dumb things on the Zoom. What's the guy, Jeffrey Toobin?
Oh, yeah, pulling the Toobin.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wait, who was he?
He's a legal analyst.
Yeah, he was with the New Yorker magazine. I think he was with CNN, and he was caught alone.
Didn't think the video portion was on. Thought it was just audio.
And he tugged at the scales of justice.
Yes, he did. Yes, he absolutely. Good reference there. Mm-hmm. But by the way, secondary on this, only Angelo would think that it would be an inconvenience for Doug Peterson to go from Philadelphia to Florida in the middle of January.
That's the first thought I had too.
I mean, it's
like, he was forced to fly.
There. It's 4 feet of snow. He's going to go down to Coral Gables or wherever. And sit there at 85 degrees in Miami Beach. And he thinks that's an inconvenience.
More from WIP this morning in Philadelphia talking about Doug Peterson. They are definitely angry, like I said, about Howie Roseman, the GM, and Jeffrey Lurie, the owner. They're so angry that the people there at that radio station, they don't know how to turn on their mics.
Al, put your mic on if you're going to talk. This is an important show.
Confusing.
Oh, no. Turn it off now.
Turn it back off. I was wrong. Why is it confusing? I didn't find that confusing. I found it an opportunity for him to tell you how great he's doing after he fired his own coach.
Well, he went all the way back to Chip Kelly. He talked too much.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, he doesn't have any defense for Howie Roseman.
None.
Yeah.
Zero.
There's no defense.
You're right.
When you have no defense, you just talk in circles.
All right.
So he came in. All I ever said while he was talking, honest to God, was what's he talking about?
Yeah. Marcus Hayes will be out at 9 o'clock, the great columnist from TheEnquirer.com. He said the whole thing was like a delusion.
It was.
It was like he was living in a parallel universe.
Yes. What games was he watching?
What is he doing?
He's not. Nothing made
sense.
What
is he doing?
Ah, classic.
There it is.
Hello.
Thank
it
God.
Is.
Thank God, Troy.
You know what he sounds like? He sounds like John Feinstein had just fired down like three, four locos.
We don't talk about him.
Poor locos.
We don't talk about John Feinstein.
That's what he sounds like.
Thank God, Troy, he brought it up. Thank God we don't have an owner that talks in circles here. Thank God.
Oh,
the owner of the Cowboys never talks in circles and never sounds out of touch and delusional.
Very straightforward. That's why when the season ended, I want to know about that attendance record at the stadium. That was important to me.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, let's get to the callers. A couple of calls from WIP this morning talking about the firing of Doug Peterson. Jeffrey Lurie, not a fan of anyone there in Philadelphia, including Mario.
I'll go out to San Francisco and our good friend Mario. Hi, Mario.
Hey, you guys. How you guys doing today?
Well, they did it, Mario. What do you feel?
Angelo, when I turned the TV on, when I first saw Lurie, I thought I was watching Poltergeist.
What?
What?
That's a ghost.
That's Zoom.
A ghost movie.
That's what it was. And then I said, everybody in Philly right now, as soon as he opens his mouth, they're going to need some stool softener.
What is happening here?
I can't control these callers.
Did he say poultrygeist?
Oh, did he say poultrygeist?
I think he said poultry, like a chicken ghost.
Let me see. Mario, say it one more time.
I thought I was watching Poultrygeist.
Oh, it is poultrygeist.
Poultrygeist. What the heck is that?
Oh. Don't come near me with that wing.
Oh, man. You know, it's funny that, you know, ESPN on in the studio, that right before that, like, they had the video up of Lurie on the, you know, the Zoom, you know, he looked like Cal McNair, who was trying to read that whatever he was reading the other day. Lurie looks the same, too. I kind of got it. Got the blue light on him.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not good at all. One more clip from WIP this morning in Philadelphia talking about the firing of Doug Peterson. One more guy not happy with Lurie. This is John. John with the most accurate statement at the end of this clip.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sideman John is online. Hi, Johnny.
Wait, what did you call him? Sideman? Sideman, John?
Ladies and gentlemen, Simon John is on the line. Hi, Johnny.
What is that?
I've never listened to 42 minutes of more nonsense, hollow, ridiculous comments. They would have been better off rolling out a TV in front of the podium and put it to static and white noise. I would have got more out of the press conference. I'm serious. As soon as he walked out in front of it, that was the first problem. Then when he opened his mouth, that was the second problem and continued. Like I said yesterday, this guy doesn't get... I don't want to hear about our fans. You don't understand our fans. You don't appreciate our fans. He thinks we're all a bunch of idiots from Vet Stadium that just goes there and we're animals. Which we are, but you can't say that.
So true.
Oh, that was a great call.
So true.
Oh, nothing I like more than a little self-awareness. That's great. That's beautiful.
Sigh, man. I didn't get that one either.
Didn't get it either. But there it is. That's pretty much the feel of what's happening in Philly this morning.
Oh, that brings warmth to my soul. You know what else does? True love, Choppy. True love does.
True love
and
does.
And when you find true love, it's hard to let go. And if you're a bodybuilder in Kazakhstan, it's difficult to find, apparently.
Yeah, so we did this story a few weeks back about a bodybuilder who in Kazakhstan who had married an unreal woman, if you will.
Okay.
Think of it as a Barbie doll, only a life-size one.
Oh, got it.
Yep. Well, a few days before Christmas, she broke somehow. Don't know how. He decides to have a... And they actually wed. They actually got married. He decided to have an out-of-marriage relationship with a silver, like, briefcase object.
Wait a minute. Okay. Wait, hold on. Let me unpack a couple things first.
Yes, unpack this.
Okay. We don't know what broke. I mean, was there a wire malfunction? Or, I mean, do we have, knee replacement going on? Like...
Look, I don't know. The story doesn't go in detail.
Was it
exactly
an elective surgery, maybe?
What? It could have been elective, but he admitted to, stepping outside of his relationship with something that is completely not of this world. And it reminds me of a story that I saw also where a woman in Russia, and I don't know if this is just this sort of Eurasia type thing that they've got going on here, but this woman actually married a briefcase. They had a ceremony and everything. True love in 2020 and 2021 will not be stopped.
Who said love isn't material?
Madonna.
I mean, what in the... I don't even know if I want to go into the traveling into speculating what exactly is happening here with the briefcase or what
know.
Is this a purse?
No, it's a metal briefcase. It's a metal briefcase. It sounds like, it's not something I would want to cuddle up next to.
I don't know. Maybe, I guess once you cross that line for him, that he's looking at things in a whole different way. Love will do that to you.
Yeah. Go ahead, Troy.
And the other one married a blow-up doll.
Yeah.
A blow-up doll.
Yep.
That must have been expensive, especially today with the inflation.
Oh, my
Simmer
God.
Simmer down. Yeah. Well done. Yes. Wow. Yes. Wow. I wasn't going to go there with Woo-hoo. The what it was called, but yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.